Monday, Japan's longest-serving prime minister is leaving office. He blames ill health. The 65-year-old Abe held a news conference today and said he had decided to step down now to avoid a political vacuum as the country copes with its coronavirus outbreak, which has taken some 1,200 lives, and an economy which was down by almost 8% in the second quarter of this year. Said Abe, "I apologize from the bottom of my heart that despite all of the support from the Japanese people, I'm leaving the post with one full year left in my term." Among the reactions, Australian leader Scott Morrison called Shinzo Abe a statesman of the first order. U.S. President Donald Trump campaigns in the state of New Hampshire today. Last night, he formally accepted the Republican Party nomination to run for re-election, using the White House South Lawn as a stage. Mr. Trump delivered an optimistic vision of the United States, but he warned the country would be endangered under his Democratic opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden. Speaking on national TV and before a live audience that largely ignored pandemic safeguards, Mr. Trump said, quote, "We have spent the last 4 years reversing the damage Joe Biden inflicted over the past 47 years. Mr. Trump once again suggested there could soon be a coronavirus vaccine and promised a victory over COVID-19, which has so far taken close to 181,000 lives in the United States. Johns Hopkins University puts the U.S. case count at close to 6 million. Clearly appealing to his base, Mr. Trump presented himself as the last barrier protecting an American way of life, which he insists is under siege from radical forces. And so the final stretch of the November campaign is underway, with the president expected to crisscross the country to appeal for a second four-year term. That begins today in New Hampshire. His vice president, Mike Pence, will make campaign appearances today in the critical Midwestern battleground states of Michigan and Minnesota. More news online at voanews.com. There's also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. This is VOA News. In Lebanon, a deadly battle between Sunnis and Shiites overnight